I think on average the polls are showing a very, very close election race, and that's making us more determined than ever. We've got a strong message, we've got a strong story, we've got good policy, positive vision for the future, and we'll be out there front-footing the campaign.
Has the souffle risen twice?
Which souffle?
The race relations souffle.
I think overwhelmingly Kiwis want a future together. That's the message I get. Sure, people can sit around and moan about fellow citizens from time to time, but basically our future lies in working together, not in driving ourselves apart.
Do you need a plan B, though? Is this a corporate meeting to discuss any hardening of your tactics?
I think you'll find this meeting is very focused on Labor in the 2 weeks leading up to the poll, putting a very stark choice before voters. And it is a stark choice. Everyone knows that tax cuts can't fund hospitals, tax cuts can't fund nurses, teachers, new schools, roading. The policy being put forward by the National Party is simply unbelievable and incredible. And the constant feedback we're getting from the public is, well, where is the money coming from? It comes from borrowing, that puts up interest rates. It comes from spending cuts, that could be people's local school teacher, local nurse, local hospital. You can't get something for nothing.
So we're going to see no more lolly from Labor?
Well, Labor is very transparent in everything it says it will do. We stand on our integrity and reputation for promising only what we can deliver. We've made clear pledges every election and we've stuck to them. We don't hide any costing from the public. We put it out there. We have budgets that can add up. They don't.
Speaking of pledges, why should the taxpayers be funding Labor's pledge card?
The leader's budget is there for parties to issue their policies. That's always been done. The National Party uses it for exactly the same purpose. In fact, anticipating you'd ask that question, I brought one along from Catherine Rich, sent out only in the last week, promising super annuitants more money and having in it what I consider a blatant untruth.
What's the untruth?
The untruth, claiming that super annuitants will be $20 a week better off under National from April 2006, which is utter drivel.
Do you have any message for the troops? Is there a bit of nervousness given the last three of the last four polls have been behind?
I think the response of the troops will be that the feedback they're getting on the ground is nothing like that which was represented last night. Everyone knows it's close, but the balance between the centre-left and right-wing parties has always been close. The difference this election is that National has devoured other right-wing parties. So it's gathered up votes that in the past went to ACT, New Zealand First and United Future, and that shoves it right up. It hasn't, however, learned how to work under MMP. Under MMP, you have to have allies. You don't devour them.
So what do you think about Peter Dunn urging ACT voters now to put their party vote with United Future?
Well, I add up 1.5 and 1.5 and I still only get 3.
Are you going to have an outing with Peter Dunn?
I'm very happy to have an outing with Peter, if that's what he wants. We've worked well with Peter over the last 3 years.
Would you have an outing with Winston?
I haven't considered that, no.
Does Peter Dunn have to ask?
No, Peter Dunn's been offered an outing on the same basis that we had an outing with Jim Anderton and with Janet Simons.
Is there a move for Labor supporters in Epsom and Tauranga to attract vote nationally?
With respect to Tauranga, we're standing right back. That's something New Zealand First and the National Party are going to have to fight out. With respect to Epsom, there is nothing to respond to. We keep being told that the National Party has no move planned.
Right, thank you.
Okay.